You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom came back, so as he was very shocked and puzzled, so he broke the Luchot. So the question that is brought, which part of the Luchot Am Yisrael committed a mistake?
The first part.
Lotisa. Alpha?
Alpha.
But they worshipped an angel, no? No, they forbid the command that you should not worship an idol. So
once you do one, from what I remember, once you do one commandment, it will lead into every single other one.
Yeah, but at that moment, they involved with worship an idol. So which one he should have break? The first one. The second one, you know, why are you breaking the other one? So everybody keeps 613 mitzvot?
They try.
You're trying, so that means you're not doing it.
The first
is, sorry?
If you don't believe in Hashem,
false witness,
Shabbat, and then that also.
What Shabbat?
Shabbat, like you can't testify anymore. Once you do idol worship, that's it. You cannot keep Shabbat. Well, so that's why they did already.
No. They, at the moment, you know, they involved with, you know, doing Avodah Zarah. So why?
But
the first commandment and the one
all of them
that you have to respect your parents are connected together.
Okay.
So you cannot separate it.
No, they have some type of relation, but it's not that you. Like, let's say somebody that does not respect his parents, you don't punish him for jealousy, do you?
No.
So what has anything to do with one another?
They raised
Hashem. It's related, but it's not that because one did this, then you punish him for the other.
If someone, Chas v'Shalom, doesn't believe in Hashem, then what's the rest of the commandments good for anyway? So they were worshipping an idol. So what's the rest even important for somebody who doesn't acknowledge Hashem? You have to first acknowledge Hashem to acknowledge the Torah and to do everything else.
In some of the category of the punishment, it's said that what and which one, in what circumstances you punish one.
So somebody,
you don't punish him in a package deal.
It's the same scenario in the Gemara that talk about Achav. He tried to do one, he ended up violating
everything. Yeah, it might lead, but could be, but we don't, like let's say the case of Ishmael. You know Ishmael?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you were just about to die and, you know, unfortunately he didn't. So then the angels came to Ribbono Shel Olam and says, you know what's going to do later? You know the story, right?
Yes.
So Hashem says, you know, now it's okay. So he didn't punish him for later.
They committed murder. They killed whore.
Oh, they killed whore.
So they pretty much.
So I have to break one and a half, one and a little bit. Not the whole thing.
They killed whore.
they did kill whore. So here is an interesting point. First of all, the way it's written in Torah, Luchot, there's no Vav. You notice? It's okay, you know, you can repeat it. But the Luchot, when you don't have the Vav, then you can read it as a Luach. And instead of two, you can read it as one. So, this is an idea that is brought, that when Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Luchot, so that means you could be very strict on putting tefillin or keeping Shabbat, but you have no respect for other people. So here, the reason that Hashem gave two luchot instead of one, so he could have given one long one, it's easier to carry also, and then the 1, 2, 3, 4 to 10, one straight. So then you would think, you know, if there's such a thing, so that means 8 is not as important as 2, or 7 is better than 8, or 6 is much better than 9. So here, Ribbono Shel Olam put them right next to each other to know there's a relation between 1 and the 6, 2 and the 7, 3 and the 8. So that was the purpose. That's why it's a luchot, that means they're both one. That's one thing. So the other point that Gemara brings, actually, when they made the Egel, their intention was not to worship an idol at all. That was not the intention. So Gemara Sanhedrin brings that the reason that they worshiped the Egel, lahatil lahem arayot, that the intention was that to open up a pathway to immorality. That was the whole intention was. That means when you have a different role model, so like people, like let's say, they have a different schooling, different coach, different teachers. Why? Right, that's true. No, but the main point here is that every type of guideline, they have a different O and a K format. One guideline is the O and a K is very, 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 very little. You hardly can see it. One, the O is big, K is small. One is O is small and K is big, very large. One is giant O and a K. That means you can do anything you want. This, no problem. This is okay. That is okay. So that means you find a guideline, like let's say somebody happens to go to the market and sees a big, big stack of potato chips. Then he looks like the bag of potato chips. He sees a funny stamp of the Hechsher. It's a very, like from China. It's a very, very unusual. But it says 3 for 1. You buy 3 for 1, price of 1. How can you let go? So now, you bring this yellow pages of the Rabbanim. You call 50 Rabbanim. And then one says, Betabon, Nushachat. That means we all look for a way, the loophole to get it. That's what Gemara means. So now the purpose of whatever they did was not at all to worship an idol. No. They picked the idol. The idol doesn't mind we do immorality. What's wrong with it? See, here, ask him. He has any objection? He's okay with it. He's okay with it. So that's not like, let's say, I'll tell you a little bit later. So now here, we see, Lam Shavua, Lam Shalom, had to break both, because not only they forbid the awareness that there is a creator, there's a Hashem, but it ended up to all these things. Happened to be a gentleman, you know, had a craving for the ice cream. So he went to, what is this now? It was 31, now it's 52 or 72 flavor. So you scoop off vanilla, mocha, pistachio, strawberry. And what's the other one? Is it other flavors?
Butter pecan.
Mango. What is it?
Butter pecan.
Butter pecan? There is such a flavor.
Butter pecan.
Yeah, butter pecan. Okay. So it says nuts. Nuts. Would you like some strawberry? Would you like me to put on some fudge on it? No, I'm on diet.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.